episode 3184, Hardships Are Blessings.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. I can't even believe we're literally in the middle of October. Take a deep breath. It's only going to move faster. Well, in mind, but not necessarily in time. Hardships are blessings. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, are you ready for an incredible weekend? I mean, seriously, especially with the one that you're sleeping with. Now, maybe you're not doing too well. Maybe you're one who says, Christiane, we've kind of been in a season of arguments, heated discussions, disagreements, whatever you want to call them. Well, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, marriage is a covenant of love between two souls on a journey filled with joy, laughter, and companionship. And even when there are struggles and troubles, there lies a hidden truth. Hardships are blessings in disguise. I know you're already saying, all right, that's it, Christiane, I'm turning you off. Nope, hang in there with me, because it's how you look at things in life. When disagreements arise and fights ensue, it's easy to get caught up in the storms of emotions. And emotions are good because they truly are meant for us, what? To then absorb our feelings, and feelings help to create our memories. But the problem is we get hung up in the feelings department and we try to hang on to those emotions that define how we're going to react. Well, there is the problem. Strike one, because we're doing it kind of backwards. But what if we shift our perspective? What if we view these moments as opportunities for growth and transformation? Rather than seeing them as obstacles, you can choose to see them as blessings that pave a way for a stronger, more resilient marriage. Now, wouldn't that be fabulous? I mean, come on, don't you want a stronger marriage? Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, because it's not. Marriage is not easy. You have made a commitment to live under one roof, share life together, and wait, you're two individuals yet running a household together. I know. It is a little bit crazy, and it's a crazy thought, but I'm telling you, it can be done, and it is beyond rewarding. When life throws challenges your way, it's not a sign of weakness. It's an invitation to work on your weaknesses together. And that's how you need to begin to look at this, is saying, okay, so when we have these heated discussions, we have these arguments, and for some, you're calling them fights. Whatever you define them as, right? Everybody has their own definitions. But you've got to look at where you are and say, how can I look at it differently? You know, fighting and disagreements often reveal the vulnerabilities and weaknesses within a relationship. They expose the deep-seated fears, the insecurities, and unmet needs that silently linger beneath the surface. Now, if we stopped long enough and were to take one of your fights and the words that were exchanged and the sentences used, etc., and we peeled back all of those layers, you would find that you would have insecurities. Somewhere in there would be embedded unmet needs. And you'd be like, well, yeah, it's what about me? And that's usually where we fall short in marriage, because we're together. We make a commitment to have a family, a unit, to becoming one, but then we're not willing to work on it. And we think, wait, but what's in it for me? WIIFM, great radio station. No, it's not. What's in it for me? So by acknowledging and addressing these issues, you then, as a couple, can embark on a transformative journey toward healing and growth. So you got to look for the blessings. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look for the blessings. Through the lens of faith, right, we can understand that God uses these hardships to refine us, to mold us into better versions of ourselves. Just as fire purifies gold, the difficulties we face in our marriage refine our character. It deepens our empathy and it strengthens our love. But if you're one who says, yeah, I don't want that, well, then you're putting on your own lens. And that's usually the problem. I know you don't like it, right? You're like, oh, I knew it. It's coming back to me. Why can't I point my finger at my spouse? It's much easier. You're right, it is. But that doesn't mean it's right. So in the midst of a fight, when your emotions are running high, take a step back and reflect. Ask yourself, what is this disagreement or this argument or this fight trying to teach us? What are we doing? Is it guiding us to another direction? Maybe we need to be looking at something totally different. How can we grow together through this experience, not just beat each other up in the experience? It is in these moments of introspection, right? That's looking internally, inwardly at yourself, that you open the door to possibilities, to grace, and to a deeper understanding of your spouse. Ultimately, my friend, that's what you want to do. You need to get to know who you're sleeping with. And let me tell you, you thought you married one person. Well, they're already becoming another person. Why? Because you are being groomed together. You grow. If you're not growing, you're stagnant, which means you're dead. And I don't want to go into that today, right? We're not talking about 6 feet under. So put a smile on your face and join your heart. Remember, hardships are not a reflection of weakness or failure, right? Just because you have fights and disagreements doesn't mean that your marriage is falling apart. It happens. Rather, they are opportunities to grow for true connection, something that no matter what comes your way, typhoons, hurricanes, earthquakes, it cannot shake you. And for a deeper appreciation of the commitment you made to each other in front of God. So embrace the storms, for they unveil the hidden gems within your relationship. And it's interesting, you know, as you move through different fights and different situations, I mean, you know, money always comes up. Money is one of those things where, you're just going to have issues with, period, end of story. And we could probably spend years talking about finances. And one thing I can tell you this, you can have all the money in the world, but it will not solve your problems. I promise you that it will not. I have coached clients who have a nice bank account. And let me tell you, that did not solve their problems. But people who don't have a nice bank account will look at them and say, well, why do they have problems? They literally can have anything that they want, right? It's called perspective. And we have to begin to look at our marriage differently. We have to look at it and see it as God sees our marriage, what He created it to be. So as a Christian married couple, you are called to love unconditionally, to extend forgiveness and grace, and to seek God's guidance in every step of your journey. And that includes challenging moments. That includes the situations where you're being tested. That includes that, oh, you know what? You're just getting tired and you're like, I don't want to have to deal with this anymore. So I'm just walking out. I don't care. I'm done with this. No, God calls you to persevere, right? To emerge stronger and be more steadfast in your love for one another. So the next time a disagreement arises, it's not about trying to escape. It's not trying to say, okay, that's it. I'm done with you. I'm going to go find somebody else. I've had this with you. We've tried to get through it. I'm just finished. That's it. That's not really going to change anything because you can go find someone else. Yes, you can. But I'm telling you now, the problems that you're dealing with in your marriage right now, you will carry to your next relationship, whether you get married or not. So look at your disagreements, look at your fights, your heated discussions, and view it as a stepping stone towards a deeper connection with your spouse, a chance to embrace vulnerability, and an opportunity to fortify a strong foundation in your marriage. You know, hardships do shake us. And it's sad that we have to go through them, but It's a part of life. So don't allow the hardships to shape you in the negative. Allow them to shape you the way God intended them to, where it can mold you and shape you into who you are becoming as a couple. And in every hardship, you know, lies a blessing waiting to be discovered. So may you have the courage to embrace the storms, knowing that through them, you will find the profound beauty and strength that comes from weathering the challenges together. Go in peace, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.